Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message which I've entitled Christ in You, the Hope of Glory, which is Colossians 1:27, that mystery that's been hidden from the ages, that the amazing thing, the Holy Spirit, you know, under the old covenant would come on the priest or the king or the prophet, but when we're born again, the Holy Spirit actually comes to take residence in our spirit, which we understand, we know even new Christians are able to comprehend that, but we don't understand the fullness, the significance of it. As we meditate upon it, as I've been doing, it is in a continually unfolding, amazing experience that we actually have the God of the universe dwelling within us. Our bodies are the temple of the living God. And that is awesome. That is mind-boggling and staggering. And so, in a previous broadcast, I talked about some years in the early 90s, Brother Glass and I ministered in several nations in Europe. We didn't have much time for sightseeing, but the cathedrals there were just absolutely amazing. Hundreds of years old, and the artwork in the stained glass windows was beautiful. If you look at them from the outside, they're not that impressive, but to go inside, and I was thinking they probably were, even when they were constructed, they were positioned in a way that would perhaps catch the morning or the evening sun. I don't know about that, but the light coming through the stained glass is absolutely beautiful. And so that's what God wants to do to you and I, to illuminate with the glory of His presence. You know, John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he saw one up that sat upon the throne, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald, and there were four beasts before the throne, and it was a glorious experience, and he saw all the colors of the rainbow, and even more beside, if you will, and that's how it is when the life and power of Jesus Christ operates in and through our mortal bodies. It's like the man on the inside of the cathedral, he beholds the beauty of the stained glass windows as the Son of Heaven shines through them in amazing colors and vitality and richness. What a difference perspective makes. You know, the self-same promise from one position of the external to the internal perspective, that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost, a consciousness of the presence of the Lord within us. I think if we were so aware of His presence within us, we would be less likely to give in to temptation, to be involved in ungodly or sinful things, because if Jesus was standing before us, what would your response be? Everyone, even John, who was a beloved disciple, who leaned upon His breast, fell as one dead before His face when he saw the unveiled Christ, as recorded in Revelation. And so, beloved, we need to understand that this is a marvelous privilege that we have, that the glory and the beauty of the light of the Son of God dwells with us. And every window of the soul, which opens heavenward, if you will bring the message in its glory. It's painted in the cathedral glass, if you will, painted by the Holy Ghost, a revelation of divine truth, that God is able to transform fallen humanity into the manifested sons and daughters of God, into that glorious, rightful place that He wanted in the very beginning, in the very purposes of God. That's why He created man. He wanted children, sons and daughters like Him, never in his fullness or perfection, but we are made in the same image and likeness. And I still don't fully comprehend all that that means, but we can trust that's what the Word of God says. And he breathed into Adam the breath of life. And so, beloved, we are the children of God. It doesn't appear fully what we're going to be, but it will at one time fully be revealed. And you know, it says in the scripture that no man can see God and live. In fact, that's what the Lord told Moses. So he had him put him in the cleft of the rock, and he said, as I pass by, you can see my glory. And I don't know about you, but as you read this, we kind of take a superficial understanding of that statement. But I believe there can be a deeper and more significant meaning to that divine statement than just the physical interpretation of its declaration. And were you to casually ask some Christians what it meant, they would declare that if you ever to look at God with your physical eyes, you would drop dead because of the glory of the Lord. But have you ever thought maybe there's a deeper and another, perhaps more spiritual meaning than the one we have generally or ordinarily been prone to give it? We've often felt that that God is unapproachable, and in his majesty and glory, he truly is. But because of the work that Jesus has done in our lives, we shall one day behold him. As Job said, with my own eyes, I shall see my Redeemer on the earth. And you know that old song that goes, since mine eyes are fixed on Jesus, I've forgotten all beside. So enchained my spirit's vision, gazing at the crucified. That our view of the Lord, if we have our eyes opened, is so lovely and so enticing that the lure of the world is lost, that we can't respond to the things of this world. Whom have I in heaven but thee, and there's none that I desire on earth besides thee. And that ability to view the Lord depends on our ability to be surrendered to him. And I believe if we really see him, we die. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of all truth, of all beauty, of all knowledge, of all power. If you ever really see God, beloved, it will kill you. And that's what happened. It's recorded in Isaiah, the 6th chapter. Isaiah wrote in the day that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, and he saw his train, he saw the glory of the Lord, it filled the temple. And he said, once he saw the king, he saw the Lord of the universe, he said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then one of the seraphim came and put a hot coal upon his lips and said, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, your sin is purged. And of course, when that occurs, when we become the children of God, then we can not only know him, but we can be used of him. And then it says in verse 8 of chapter 6, Isaiah, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And then said I, here am I, send me. And so if we will really have a vision of Jesus, beloved, it will transform our lives. We will have the ability to do the things that he has asked us to do. Praise God. And so if we have a vision of God, if we really see God, what happens? It will ultimately mean death to self, death to iniquity, death to sensuality, death to the world of hellish seduction and brutality and cruelty and violence and inhumanity. And this glorious road of sanctification will sound, if you will, with the marching feet of those who are on their way to Zion. There, Isaiah talks about a highway of holiness. None shall walk, that we used to sing it, but the pure of heart shall walk there, and even the fool, though he will not err, he will be led in the ways of God. And listen to what Jesus said in John, the 17th chapter. Verse 17, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's why UCM and all those ministries who are walking closely with God will declare the whole counsel of God, the whole word, O God. And in verse 18, this is what I want you to hear. Jesus said, speaking, he's praying to his Father, shortly before he's to go to the cross, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they may be sanctified through thy truth. And then in verse 20, beloved, he pulls us all in. Neither pray I for these alone, his present disciples, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. There you go, beloved. And so, and the glory, verse 22, I can't stop. The glory which thou hast gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Beloved, can you get your head around all that the word is telling us there? And so, beloved, in these last days, God is calling a remnant of people, a holy people, that shall hear his voice and shall come to him in complete and perfect surrender and experience the ultimate manifestation of his power and of his anointing, that his glorious will be revealed in his fullness. And it's only for those who are willing to look at God and die, if you will, die to self, those who will have a vision of Jesus. Amen. I'm thinking of an old song. I mean, I was early 70s, came to UCM, and there was a brother, he'd come in and he'd sit at the piano. He said, I still have a vision of Jesus. I still believe his truth shall be restored in a church just like the first on the day of Pentecost, and greater works than these shall ye do. Power of the Holy Spirit was in that simple little chorus. I still remember after all these years, 1973. My goodness. That's what God has for us, beloved. I don't know about you, but it really excites me when I start thinking about these glorious truths that are hidden in the Word of God. Well, my time is gone, and I will bring this broadcast to a close, but not without an invitation to invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Where are you at spiritually? Do you need to get a vision of Jesus? And it's that vision of Jesus that's going to transform our lives. Won't you write? The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.